This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Colonial Theater in Bethlehem, New Hampshire, is among the oldest continually running movie theaters in the country and is currently the only venue for showing independent movies in northern New Hampshire. Now, the Colonial may have to stop showing films.
Here we are, the Zenith X2000H. And believe you me, when the movie started, this was the future. Here we are, 100 years later, and sorry, baby, but you're obsolete.
That's House and Hospitality Manager Jane Starella talking about the Colonial's well-loved and long-used 35mm film projector. Like indie theaters across the country, the Colonial has to convert to the digital format now being used by the film industry if it wants to show new releases. The Colonial recently launched a $10,000 Kickstarter campaign to help pay for and install digital projection equipment. Stephen D'Ignazio is Executive Director of the Colonial Theater. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Bethlehem. Tell us a little bit about it and the role the Colonial has in the town.
Bethlehem, New Hampshire used to be a major destination resort on the East Coast. As a matter of fact, we had 20 hotels on Main Street and 3 trains arriving daily to 2 train stations. As a matter of fact, the Colonial was built as an adjunct to the hotel industry. It was built as a movie theater originally, which makes it fairly unique for its age, and has grown up with the movie theater. We opened with Girl of the Golden West, which was a Cecil B. DeMille film at the time, silent film. Studios test marketed their films at the Colonial. And then after the advent of cars and airplanes and everything else that happened to resorts in the Northeast, the Colonial and the rest of Bethlehem kind of devolved for a while post-war and is going through a renaissance with new businesses. And I think the Colonial is part of that.
Most of the multiplex cinemas are already showing movies using the digital format. Is cost the only challenge for smaller community and art house theaters?
It's certainly a major component. Up until recently, you would have to have spent about $65,000 or $70,000 per screen for a digital setup. Now, thanks to some new technology that's just come out this past winter, we are looking at about a $50,000 investment.
So $10,000 doesn't seem like a lot of money for such a big transition. How will you make up the rest?
We have a lot of other funding opportunities because we're a nonprofit theater. We have grants that are coming in. We have government and foundation grants, I should say. And we have also a large reservoir of support out there that we've built up over the last 12 years.
So why have you turned to Kickstarter as a funding source?
We wanted to reach out to people who shared our values as far as alternative cinema and the value of that alternative cinema and the value of small town main streets and movie theaters in those main streets.
Well, Stephen, do you expect people outside of the area, people who don't even know Bethlehem, New Hampshire, might actually contribute to this campaign?
Oh, absolutely, and they already have. People all over the country are getting tired of the regular Hollywood fare, and they want to see alternative films. We show everything from foreign documentaries to local indie films. We feature independent filmmakers. And the other great thing about digital cinema, it really opens the opportunities up for integrating more community activities. I mean, I can plug in someone's laptop and show a movie that the high school may have made.
What would happen if you weren't able to raise the funds? Could the Colonial make it showing older films or using the theater for live theater productions?
No, if we were not to transition to digital, the Colonial would stop showing films, basically, because there's not going to be that many films, you know, 35mm films in release, probably zero after next year or 2 years from now. It's going to go the way of 8-track tapes. I suppose we could show 1 or 2 films over and over again, but I don't think that that would last very long.
Do you think this Kickstarter model might be a good model for other small, older theaters trying to make the transition to digital?
I would certainly hope so, especially privately held theaters who are really in a difficult position now. The single screen, privately held theaters that we see all over New England in small towns, they're going to have a hard time seeing a return on the kind of investment they need to make. We've seen theaters close in New Hampshire, and I'm sure people are going to see theaters and drive-ins closing all over the country in the next couple of years.
Stephen D'Ignazio, Executive Director of the Colonial Theater, good luck to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can find a link to the Colonial Theater's Kickstarter project online at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, Baz Luhrmann's films are known for being drenched in color and costumes and contemporary music. He's going to speak with us about a new album that gives the Great Gatsby soundtrack the 1920s treatment with a traditional jazz orchestra. We'll hear what that sounds like when Word of Mouth continues.